the Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Friday afternoon, the weekend. Setting you free, coming soon. We'll set you free right here. Join us, 844-967-2789. Before we talk about the thematic freedom, I want to update. We got some new breaking news in Trump's sphere. Another judge ruled against him. Shocker. You know, all their cases always have such strong merit. Also, if you'd like to join us, phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Newest out of Minnesota, Kim Potter, the cop that used her service revolver, thought she had a taser, was convicted on two counts of manslaughter. Well, she was sentenced today 2 years, will serve approximately 16 months with good behavior. The prosecutor wanted 7 years, and the judge basically said the only purpose of this sentence is retribution. Well, the victim's family would have liked more retribution. So if you have a comment, you can certainly join us. Again, 844-967-2789. And here's the update in Trump world. Judge allows lawsuits against Trump for January 6th to go forward, but somehow decided to toss cases against Rudy and Fredo, Trump Jr., if you will, reporting from CNN. Civil lawsuits, again, civil lawsuits seeking to hold Trump accountable for the January 6th insurrection can move forward in court. Now, that's kind of a big deal. I'll tell you why. And the ex-president doesn't have absolute immunity from litigation, a federal judge ruled Friday. Now, Trump has been claiming, and you can imagine, I got immunity. He claims that the actions taken, of course, you know, he's the president. Trump's statements to his supporters before the attack on the U.S. Capitol, and here's the quote, is the essence of civil conspiracy, said Judge Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, more accurately wrote in a 112-page opinion, because Trump spoke about himself and rallygoers working towards a common goal of fighting and walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. Here's the quote from Mehta. The president's January 6th rally speech can reasonably be viewed as a call for collective action. That's what the judge is now saying. This in a civil case. Democratic members of the House and police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th sued Trump. So this is the Democratic slash cop lawsuit against Trump, claiming he prompted his supporters to attack Friday. Mehta wrote that the lawsuits could move to evidence-gathering phase and towards a trial, a major loss in court for Trump. Oh, so sad for you, fella. To deny a president immunity from civil damages is no small step. This is the judge, Mehta, speaking in his, you know, in his decision. I'll repeat it so you hear it. To deny a president immunity from civil damages is no small step. The court well understands the gravity of its decision, but the alleged facts of this case are without precedent. No president has ever behaved so badly before, in essence. Back to the, you know, the decision of Judge Mehta. After all, the president's actions here do not relate to his duties of faithfully executing the laws, conducting foreign affairs, commanding the armed forces, or managing the executive branch. They entirely concern his efforts to remain in office for a second term. These are unofficial acts. So the separation of powers concerns that justify the president's broad immunity are not present here. Bring on the lawsuits is basically what the man's saying. The decision was issued in a trio of lawsuits filed after the January 6th Capitol breach, seeking to hold the former president and his allies accountable for the riot. I'd like to hear more about why the other allies weren't held accountable, but a little bit more here from CNN. When the Senate failed to convict Trump last year in the impeachment proceedings, examining his role in the attack, You remember what Mitch McConnell said? Who voted against convicting Trump. The minority leader McConnell voted against convicting Trump, but noted that civil litigation was an avenue through which Trump's conduct could be addressed. Two of the lawsuits were brought by Democratic House members, while a third was filed by Capitol Police officers. The lawmakers alleged that they were threatened by Trump and others as part of a conspiracy to stop the congressional session that would certify the 2020 presidential election on January 6, 2021, according to the complaint. They argue that Trump should bear responsibility for directing the assault. And you get the point that the judge basically agrees with the contention of the plaintiffs, of the litigants here, at least enough to allow this trial to continue. Trump's legal team is likely to appeal the decision. Delay, delay, delay. That's all they ever do. You know, if your client's guilty, delay is not a bad tactic. Which was made at the trial level D.C. District Court. Representatives for Trump didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Wait for Trump to drop some sort of ranting missive later. Because he's not going to like this one. This is civil liability against the former president because his actions inciting a riot on January 6th, that's not defendable. That's not actions of a president upholding his oath to the Constitution. You don't have immunity in that circumstance. A little bit more here. Meta, the judge, also said that it's plausible the lawsuit could prove Trump entered into an agreement with the far-right groups and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, who are criminally charged for conspiracy and also named in the lawsuit. Now, you know, the judge saying you could talk about it is not the same as Trump being criminally complicit in their alleged crimes. But, you know, he is. He is. The news is tightening. Trump has not had a good headline in weeks. The Freedom, we're actually playing the Freedom for Rojo. It's got sort of a freedom notion in regards to the truckers up north. Talk about that. Come back. Talk to you. It's Friday. We air the grievances. 844-967-2789.